post-match interview.
It was a tough gig, I think, today to pick somebody.
It was a very tough gig. I had quite a few in the mix because it was such an even... The one player that really stood out for St Mary, Cold Sporties Player of the Day, is Dion Johnson. Congratulations on a fantastic win. As a forward, there seemed to be a lot of space for the forwards to work with, for Sprague, Dowling and yourself. That quick transition of the ball allowed you guys to get on the end of it in plenty of space.
Yeah, I guess it's just been a theme for the forwards. Just open it up, and I think we're pretty good one-on-one. And once we get on a lead and lower the eyes, and I think we're pretty tough to stop once we get it out there and get on a lead. So, yeah, it was good to have some space.
And chatting to Robbo after the game about his thoughts on, you know, who his best were, and we're on a similar sort of page with that, he said that you actually had a bit of a defensive role, even though you're a forward, on Al Hickey, because we know how good he can be as an intercept mark back there and really control things and set things up for Joey's. Is that a little bit of a different role that you had to play today, or, you know, that's a regular thing where a forward actually has to take up that defensive role as well?
I feel like, for me, naturally, I'm more of a defensive sort of forward, so it's just how I've always been. And, but today was just a bit more of a, as a role, and a bit more of a lockdown on, obviously their key mover from the half-back line. So, unfortunately, I think he come up with an injury, so that role sort of stopped in the end, so I just went back to playing the small forward role. So, good day, so...
Dion, congratulations. Jason Doherty and Matt Kershaw are up here in the K-Rock box. Just talk us through the transition from North Warrnambool to St Mary's this year. How have you gone? How have you integrated yourself into the club? How have you found it?
Yeah, look, it's been good. The transition was great. They were welcoming. It was good having... I didn't really know anyone when I come, but the only person I sort of knew was Dobbo, Sam Dobson, down, played at Croyte. So it was handy having him. He sent me a message and, got right around me. The boys made me feel very comfortable and very welcomed, right from the first step that I stepped into the club. So,
You're wearing the helmet. Can you give us a bit of background on why you're wearing the helmet, and is that from a concussion perspective previously in your career?
Yeah, unfortunately, I've just put my head in silly places and I've paid the price of it, so it's come to about, I think I'm up to about 10 head knocks now, so I've seen a doctor, and but fingers crossed that I'll keep my head out of the way and I can keep playing footy. So
that's good. Kersh,
goal kicking on the agenda this week for the forwards?
I've been in a bit of a slump lately with me goal kicking, and but it was nice to finally get the reward, and I think it was today was my day, and footy changes so quick, next week will be someone else, and it's just good to get on the end of a few today.
We were just talking to Robbo in relation to how St Joseph's were taking a lot of intercept marks there for a period of time. As forwards, do you sort of get together and say, well, you know, how can you combat that, or how can you assist that every time the sort of a goal? Do you just get together and talk about that? Because they got on top there for a while with their intercept marking.
They were definitely strong in the air, better than our forwards at times, and I feel like for us, it's probably not our strength, is obviously having Dobbo out as well, because he's a key part of taking those sort of pack marks, but I feel like for us, we just need to lower the eyes a bit more and sort of hit up those smaller forwards on a lead, and as I was saying earlier, I think we're better one-on-one rather than sort of that pack sort of quick kick in.
Now, Jace, with very important questions for you.
Now, Dion, these are the most important questions about being the Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. Have you got a partner? You swinging hands with somebody that you'll be able to take to the Leopold Sporties?
Yes. I got a fiance.
Have you?
Yeah.
Very nice. So you should take her then. That's good.
Yeah.
But if you were going to take somebody from the footy club to the Leopold Sporties, who would you take? Who's a good bloke around the club that you would take?
Oh, God.
You're only allowed to pick one as well. Don't pick half a dozen.
Righto. I'd probably say Harry Benson. He's been getting right around me lately.
He's got enough awards and things like that.
No, that's okay. You can take Harry. Harry's a good bloke. Now, this is the big question. What reptile would you not take from the St Mary's Football Club? There must be some bloke dagging around who goes, no, there's no way. He's a pest. You can't take him. Who would that be?
Oh, Jared Garner.
Tipped in straight away. Jared Garner.
Joe, the best part about this segment is when they say someone straight away.
Yeah, right? Yeah. When they... Dion, that must be true because you said his name straight away. There was no time between me asking and you answering. I love it. Yeah. Very good. Yeah, don't take Garns. He is a pest. Don't worry about him. Well done today. Congratulations. Great effort by you. 4 goals and also great work by the team. Well done and good luck for next week.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Well done, Dion Johnston, the Leopold Sporties Player of the Day this afternoon. The post-match interview.